Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Tes. We are holding on daf Ches Amud Beis, about 8 lines from the end of the page at Meisive on daf Ches Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer, in honor of his wife and children, and Li'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha Aleha Shalom, Nisham Shevin Aliyah, also by Daniel Sadie, and for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives, they should all return home safely, as well as L'Zecher Nishmas, his father, Yosef Ben Shmuel, Aleha Shalom, Nisham Shevin Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are in the middle of a conversation that we're going to spend most of today's daf on, and that is the conversation about whether rochev is a valid form of kinyan. We know that the classic way to be kona an animal is by doing a kinyan meshicha. What if a person rides on an animal? Is that considered a valid form of kinyan? So Rabbi Yehuda learned within Shmuel that it is not a valid form of kinyan, and therefore we're going to have 5 rayas on Amud Aleph whether rochev is kona or not. 5 rayas, one way or the other, whether rochev is a valid form of kinyan. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss whether Meshicha, we know Meshicha is a valid form of kinyan on an animal, but does it work for the items that are on top of the animal? Meaning you're not only being kona the animal, you want to be kona that which is on top of the animal, or maybe only be kona that which is on top of the animal. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to begin a series of Mishnayos where it's not a case of Shnayim Ochsin, where two people are holding on to something, one person is holding on to it, and yet another party still claims, you know, that's mine. Our Mishnah is going to talk about a case where Reuven tells Shimon, go pick that up for me, please. I'm riding an animal. It's hard for me to get down. Pick up that metziah on my behalf. Be zocha for me. And the fellow on the floor picks it up. He says, I was just zocha for myself, not for you. So that's the question. Who is the rightful owner of that item that was picked up? That's going to be the Mishnah on Amud Beis. So let's begin. We're about 8 lines from the end of the page on Daf Ches Amud Beis. And the Gemara is going to ask from our Mishnah, Raya number 1, from our Mishnah on the Shita of Rav Yehuda, that being rochev is not kona, that when you ride an animal, it is not a valid form of kinyan. So meisve, the Gemara asks, we learned in our Mishnah, Yushnaim rochev al gabe behema. If two people were riding on an animal, or one of them was riding and the other one was being manig the animal, so we said yachloku, meaning apparently both being rochev and being manig the animal work as a form of kinyan, and that's why yachloku, that's why they divide the animal, they split it. So money, who is the Mishnah assuming like? Ilem Rabbi Meir, if you're going to assume it's going like Shitas Rabbi Meir, who holds that sitting on a wagon is a chiyuv in klayim. Remember, we tried to make this comparison, whether if you have two different types of animal pulling a wagon and you're sitting in the wagon, is that a violation of klayim? So Rabbi Meir's Shita is that Yoshev Bekaron is chayiv beklayim. So hashri Yoshev Kani Rachav Mibai. Well, if a mayor would hold that even sitting in a wagon is considered to be a valid form of kinyan. You're a kona, so for sure when you're rochev, you're going to be kona. What then would the chiddush of the Mishnah possibly be? Elulav, so it must be that if our Mishnah is teaching me a chiddush, it's Rabbanan. It's going like the sheet of the Rabbanan, that when you sit in a wagon and there are two types of animal drawing that wagon, that you're potter from any sort of chiddush of klayim, and yet it still works as a kinyan when you're rochev, and that's the chiddush, that rochev is kona within the sheet of the Rabbanon, who presumably we paskin like. You see that rochev is kona shemamina. So you see from here rochev kani, that the Mishnah is being mechadesh that rochev is kona, and that's a kasha on Rav Yehuda, because he learned from Yoshe Bekaron that rochev alone is not kona. So says Marno, hachma eskinan b'manik b'raglov. Our Mishnah is talking about where the manig, where the guy that's rochev is not just riding on the animal, he's leading the animal in using his feet, meaning by using his feet to kick the sides of the animal, he's actually guiding the animal as opposed to just sitting on it and letting it take him wherever it may. And that type of rechiva is considered to be a kinyan meshicha, meaning just like when you do meshicha on an animal, the whole kuntz is that you are guiding the animal, you're directing the animal. When someone's sitting on an animal and he's kicking eating the sides of the animal, he's also guiding and directing the animal. So that's not a kinyan of rochev. Rochev wouldn't be a kinyan. That's a kinyan meshicha, just done in a different kind of way. Well, says the Gemara, ihachi hainu malig. If it's kinyan meshicha being done in a different kind of way, then that's already covered in the category of manig. So the Mishnah should have said, oshayu shnehem manhigim, that they're both being manig. It's just that one guy is being manig by pulling, and the other guy is being manig by sitting on the animal and kicking it. So answers the Gemara, trei gavni manig, enochinami, but there are two types of manig. Mau detema rachuv adif, I might have thought that the guy who's guiding it by kicking it is doing a higher form of kinyan. Dahamanig vitafis, because he actually has two advantages, that not only is vitafis, but that not only is he guiding the animal by kicking it, he's also toe face the animal itself, as opposed to the guy who's being guiding the animal by being moshech, is just pulling some string that's attached to the animal, some leash or something like that. So kamash malan, that's why he wants to tell me that it's no better than a regular moshech, that the guy who's guiding the animal by sitting on it and kicking it is no better than a regular moshech. Now, we had rejected out of hand the possibility that the chiddush of rochev al gabe behema in our Mishnah is within Shitas Rabbi Meir. Because we said, after all, Rabbi Meir holds that when you're yoshev on a wagon, that that's a chiyuv of klayim. So, of course, rochev is going to be a kinyan within Rabbi Meir. And our Mishnah would be teaching me nothing. So that was an immediate rejection. And that's how we brought the raya, by jumping straight to the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Shonim are bothered by the immediate dismissal of the possibility that our Mishnah is going like Reb Meir, and yet that it's still a Chiddush. Rishonim point out, couldn't our Mishnah be assuming like Reb Meir, that when you sit on a wagon that's being drawn by two different types of animals, it's a Chiyuv of Klayim, and yet our Mishnah is still a Chiddush? Because in our Mishnah, it's not just a question of whether riding the animal is a form of Kinyan. There are two competing Kinyanim going on. There's a guy pulling it, and you're riding on it. And maybe the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that those kinyanim are not mevatel zeh azeh, that I might think that in order to be kona something, I need to be the only person being kona it right now. So in a chinami, rochev is a valid form of kinyan, as is mashicha. And the Mishnah is telling me, instead of saying that if two people are being kona, it's a zero when two people are being kona, so each one is being kona, and therefore it's going to be yachloku. Wouldn't have that one kinyan is not mevatel kinyano shel chavero. So Tosos in Dibra Maschil Ma'u Detema explains that since each one has its own maila over the other one, meaning the guy that's being rochev is tofes ba, and the guy that's being manig the behema is really guiding the direction it's going in, there's never a havamina that one would be mevatel the other. Why would it be that way? Meaning they're both doing something fairly significant. So there's no hava amina that one would be mevatel the other. The Ramban says differently. He says that from the Mishnah, there's no clear raya to a case where the types of kinyanim contradict each other, because the Mishnah could be that it's talking about where each one it comes with the taina that he's the only one that was kona. And since right now they're both muchzuk in it, they're cholkim. But it could be that that neither is claiming that they were both kona. The rochev is claiming, I was rochev the whole time before this guy showed up and he saw me riding on it, and then he went and started pulling it. The moshech will claim, I was pulling it the whole time until this guy showed up and he jumped on the animal's back. Meaning they'll each claim that they were doing the kinyan in its entirety. So it's not necessarily about a stira in kinyanim. Tos HaRash gives a third teretz. He says, by klayim, we're talking about where they were, where he was yoshev, b'makom manhig, and we said that they both get malchus. So it's already muchach that rochev b'makom manhig shneim konim, because if they're both going to get malchus for kalayim, both the guy that's manhig and the guy that's rochev, so you see that it's not a stira, that they're both doing something significant. So mele, it's not an additional chiddush in our Mishnah to tell me that when both doing these forms of kinyanim that they're not mevatel each other. If in dine kalayim they're not mevatel each other, in dine kinyanim they're not mevatel each other either. And therefore the Gemara immediately dismisses that there's no way our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Meir, because if it were, it's not adding any Chiddush. And that's why we know our Mishnah is going like the Chachamim, and therefore we thought we had a Raya, that Rochev Kani, but we said no, the Rochev in our Mishnah is not really just Rochev, the Rochev in our Mishnah is also a form of Manhig. So that Raya didn't go anywhere. So now the Gemara says, okay, let's bring another Raya. Tashima, we'll bring a Raya from a Braisa about a Kinyan on a Metziah. Shayim Shoy Moshchin gamal. Two people are being moshech a gamal, umanhigan, or umanhigan bechamar, or two people are being manig a chamar. Oshaya echon moshech ve'echon manig, or it's not that they're both doing meshicha, they're both being manig. One is doing one, the other is doing the other. V'midazos kanu. In such a case, in any of these three cases, they are both kona. Rabbi Yudomer li'olmol kana achtei meshicha begamal v'anhaga bechamar. Rabbi Yudah says, no, you need to do the right form of kinyan for the right form of animal. That it needs to be that when it comes to a gamal, you're doing meshicha. When it comes to a chamar, you're doing hanhaga. But hanhaga on a gamal and meshicha on a chamar does not work. That's what Rashi writes, that chamar is darko b'anhaga, a gamal is darko b'meshicha. So the Meiri points out that even when a person does a meshicha that's shelo kederech, he's still kone. It's only when they're both trying to be zocha in it, so then the one that's doing kedarko is the one that's going to be dominant. Meaning, if I stam just do something that is a little bit of an unusual way of pulling the animal, say I'll be koned if I'm the only game in town and I'm the only one that's trying to do anything. But if there's a competing force, there's someone else trying to, so that's where it's going to be problematic. So that's Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need to do meshicha begamal, hanhaga bechamar. So what's the raya? Katani miyas, it says in the braisa, osheya echad moshech ve'echad manig. So moshech manigin, avol rachav lo, that what are the ways to be koned an animal? Being moshech an animal, being manig the animal, but it didn't mention anything about being rochev on the animal. Why not? It must be that rochev is not a valid form of kinyan, and therefore it doesn't even bear mentioning. Now the Rishonim point out that the diuk in the Braisa is not from the words b'midazo or b'midazos, which is which makes it sound more exclusive, that these are the only ways to be kona, because the Gemara is going to deal with those words a little bit later on and tell us that that's coming to be mima'it, something else. It's not coming to be mima'it, this additional form of kinyan. There are other ways to explain that phrase. The diuk is just simply that the Braisa wanted to give examples of how to be kona the Metziah, and it spoke about Moshech, and it spoke about Manig, but it did not speak about Rochev. It's just simply that it left Rochev off the list. So the Rishonim say, well, wait a second. Every time we want to give an example of a Kinyan, we have to run down a list of every way that you could be kona something? Meaning, is that necessarily a Raya? Because it doesn't mention Rochev. So Tosus points out, even though Enochinami, it's not the Derech of Braisos to go through every possible form of Kinyan, but over here, this is a long braisa, and the braisa is being maruch yosem midai in its lashon. So once it's being maruch yosem midai, we see that it's more verbose, and it should have included rochev. Now Tosfos HaRash says differently. He says no. The point of this braisa is to tell me types of kinyan. That's the whole chiddush of the braisa. Meaning in a chinami, when you're stam giving the example, oh, a guy picks up a metziah, so you say picks up because that's the most classic form of kinyan. Are there other ways to be kona? Yeah, there are other ways to be kona as well, but that's not usually the point. But over here, the whole point is, how are you kona? What are the ways that are valid and invalid to be kona? So rochev should have been mentioned as a valid form of kinyan, if indeed it is a valid form of kinyan. So says Gemara, that is the raya. So the Gemara rejects this raya as well. And it says, no, who adin dafilu rochev. You know what? Even if he would have been rochev, that also would have been a kinyan. V'adikatani Moshe Chamanig. Why then did the Braisa only mention Moshe Chamanig and not mention rochev? La'afuke mid Rabbi Yehuda, to tell me, not like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, damar achtei meshicha begamal v'anhaga b'chamar, meaning the Tanakama wanted a dafka, didn't mention rochev, because he's just trying to tell me against the Shita of the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, not related, meaning not Rav Yehuda, who's the Amora that we were dealing with, Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, who appears in the Braisa, who said that you need dafka meshicha on the gamal and anaga on the chamar. So that's why the Tanakama wanted to tell me that even if you do it in the reverse, meshicha on the chamar, anaga on the gamal, you're still going to be kona. But it's not about rochev, it's about whether you can do the opposite of what is the norm. So frakta gemara ihachi, if the Tanakama holds that meshicha, that shalokadarko works, meaning an unusual meshicha on an animal where normally you should be manig that it works. Lavinivulis ninu. Let it say all the dinim together. Shnayim shayim moshkinu manhigin bein begamel bein bechamar. Right? There's a simpler way to say it. Two people are either doing a meshicha or an haga of either a gamel or a chamar, because it doesn't really matter one way or the other. Your kona. So you could have said it so much shorter. You could have said it so much more directly. So answers the Gemara. No, we can't mix them all together, because even the Tanakama is moda that ikachad sad delokani, that there is one form of kinyan that doesn't work. Meaning, even though the derech is that a chamor is ban haga and a gamel is b'mashicha, one of them using the other form of kinyan works. The other using the wrong form of kinyan does not work. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says neither using the wrong form of kinyan works. Tanakama is not saying it's a free for all that either one could use the wrong. No, one of them does, one of them doesn't. There is one situation where the kinyan will not work. Which one? Well, that's a machlokas. That's up for interpretation. Ikeda amri meshicha bechamar. That one opinion holds that it's dafka meshicha bechamar that does not work. But a gamel you could do meshicha or an aga. Gamel you could do either one. Either one is considered darko. The ikeda amri hanhaga begamel. And the other opinion is that no, hanhaga begamel doesn't work. But a chamar you could do hanhaga or meshicha. Meaning essentially, even the Tanakama agrees it needs to be darko. They're just arguing what is and isn't darko. So the Tanakama will say, yeah, there is a form of kinyan that doesn't work for a particular type of animal because it is not darko. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda will say, both animals have something that is not darko. So now the Gemara says, okay, that raya didn't work either, so let's bring another raya. The istemosiv miseifa. Some are miyashiv shita Shmuel from the seifa that the Tanakama said as follows. This is not another raya. Over here, the word moshiv, Rashi points out, is the Rabbeinu Peretz points out that even though the word moshiv is usually a kasha, over here it's a lashon of a yishuv, because it's a raya to Shmuel. It's not a kasha on Shmuel. That's what Rabbeinu Peretz points out. So this the moshiv miseifa. Some are miyashiv the sheet of Shmuel from the seifa that b'mida zo kana. So it sounds like this is the only way to be kona. B'midah zo l'mutei mai. What is b'midah zo coming to exclude? Lav l'mutei rachuv. Isn't it coming to exclude rachuv? So I don't know. You could count this as a third raya, because over here we're being medayik in different words. Previously we were just being medayik from the fact that we listed certain kinyanim. Now we're being medayik from the fact that it says b'midah zo. B'midah zo implies and not rochev. So that's like Shmuel, that rochev is eino kona. So it says we're lo l'mutei ipcha. No, the Tanakama is not coming to be memait rochev, he's coming to be memait that dafka meshicha is kona begamel and hanaga bechamar, but not meshicha bechamar and hanaga begamel, not the wrong type of kinyan. Iachyan Rabbi Yehuda, but wait a second, then the Tanakama is saying exactly like Rabbi Yehuda, if he's trying to be memait ibcha, so ikabinayu tzarecha t'lokana. No, because according to the Tanakama, there is one type of way that will not be kona, and according to Rabbi that will be kona, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that one type of way will not be kona. Meaning, just as we said before, that even according to the Tanakama, that one type of shaloka, what we would have presumed is shaloka derech, will be kona. The other type of shalok ederech will not be kona. So is tamri meshicha b'chamar, v'ika tamri hanhaga b'gamal. Which one is the one that is kona? So it can go either way. There are different shitos in Amorayim. So now we move on to the next raya. Tashema. We have a braisa about a kinyan and metzia that says as follows. Echad rachav chamar ve'echad tafas b'moseira. One guy is riding on a chamar in order to be kone that chamar, and the other one is holding on to the rope that's tied to the head of the chamar, but he's not really guiding the chamar. So zeh kone chamar, the one who's riding it is kone the chamar, v'zeh kone moseira, and the other one is holding on to the rope. He's kone the rope that's attached to the chamar, but he's not kone the chamar. Shema mino rachav kani. Ooh, but you see that the guy that's riding on it is kone the chamar. So apparently rochev is a valid form of kinyan as long as you don't have a manig that's competing with him. So when you do have a manig that's competing with him, at the very least he should get chatzi, he should get half, because it's a valid form of kinyan. So this is a kash on Shmuel, because according to Shmuel, rochev is not kona at all. So says Marno Hachanami b'manig baraglav. Over here, the rochev is actually guiding the animal as well by kicking it with its feet. If he weren't and he were only being rochev, it would not be a valid form of kinyan. Asking Mar I Hachi, if that's the case that we're talking about, that he did a kinyan meshicha, well then nikni nami rochev bimosera, then the guy who's riding should be kona the rope as well, because the meshicha of the chamar should work for the rope that's attached to the head of the chamar as well, because it's a tachshit of the chamar, it's tafel to the chamar. So if I'm doing a kinyan of the chamar, it should work on that which is tafel to the chamar. So ema zekana chamar v'chatzi moseira v'zekana chatzi moseira enochnami. And really, the way the Brisa should have read is the guy that's being rochev is kona the chamar and half of the moseira, and the guy that's holding the moseira is kona half of the moseira, because the guy that's riding is the only one doing a kinyan on the chamar, and they're both doing a kinyan on the moseira. So says Mar Bishlam a rochev kani. I understand that the rochev is kona chatzi moseira to come magba le ben das, because the second guy that's being magbia the moseira from the karka is a bar das, and what he's doing works as a kinyan. If the kinyan doesn't work for him, al kolpanim would work for the other guy. El tafs moseira my kani. But the guy that's holding the moseira, how does his kinyan help? The other end of the moseira of that rope is on the head of the animal, so it's the head of the animal that's lifting it up. The halach is that hagbas hefker. If you want to do a kinyan hagbah and hefker, you need to remove it from the place where it's currently residing. And if you only pick up half of a hefker item and the other half remains in its place, remains resting on the ground, you have not been kona. So the guy that picks up the mosera, he didn't really do a valid form of kinyan, because he only picked up half of a mosera, and the other half, as far as he's concerned, is exactly where it was. As opposed to the guy that's being rochev, he's being kona the half of the mosera that's attached to the animal, because he's being kona the whole animal. So as far as he's concerned, the entire mosera, he's being kona. So ema ze kona chamar v'kule mosera v'ze kani masha tofes biyado. Now we adjust the wording once again, that the guy that's riding the animal is kona the chamar and the entire mosera, except for the part that's literally in the hand of the other party. So haimai says Gemara, why is this din that if the second guy picks it up, it doesn't work for himself and it works for the rachlov? Imtim salom magbia metzia lechaveru kana chaveru. Even if you want to say that when you pick up a metzia for somebody else, that somebody else is kona and it's not considered to be zochel lechaveru b'makom shachav la'acherim, hani mihelcha to kamag b'le adaita. That's only if that's your intention, that you're picking it up, trying to be kona it for the other party. But the guy that picked up the mosera, he wasn't trying to be kona it for the fellow that's on the animal. He was trying to do it for himself. He's not even being kona it. So we're going to tell him, oh, the kinyan for yourself, it doesn't work, because you're only picking up part of it. The other half is still attached to the animal. But his kinyan is going to work for the other guy. So amravashi zekana chamor ubeis pagay. So what you have to say instead is, the guy that's being rochev is kona the chamor, and that which is directly on the head of the chamar, meaning the part of the rope that's mamish touching the chamar. And the guy that picks up the mosera is kona whatever's in his hand, but everything that's in between, the entire, all the give in between, the part of the rope that's tied to the animal's head and the part of the rope that's in the other fellow's hand, neither of them is kona. It remains hefker, meaning a third party could come and be kona the middle part, right? It remains hefker. Rabbi Avo says, no, it's like the original gears in the Brisa, that the rochev is kona the chamar, the other guy is kona the mosera. The reason he's kona the mosera is hol v'yachol natkal l'viyatzlo. Since the chamar is very high off the ground, so it's easy to pull the rope off of him and to bring it to you, and therefore the hagbah works for the entire chevel. Meaning, by picking up part of the rope, by picking up one end of the rope, you have now gained control over the entire rope. So in a chinami, normally when you pick up part of a metzia, so that is not a kinyan on the whole metzia, you have to have control over the entire thing. But over here you do have control over the entire thing, because you have the help of gravity, since you're standing below the animal and you're picking up the bottom half of it, so it's easy to just pull it all the way to you. So says Rabbi Avo, Barusihi. It's not correct. That which Rabbi Avo is saying is not the accepted sheet. Lemaisa, he didn't pick up the whole thing. The fact that you're able to pull the whole thing toward you doesn't help, Rashi explains. If Be'emes, he would actually pull the whole thing toward himself, and he would actually control the whole thing, so then that would be a form of kinyan, even though it's not actually a hagbah on the whole thing, because obviously the other end would just fall to the ground, but since he's done something to move it, so that would be a valid form of kinyan. But just the fact that he's able to, that he's capable of, I'm capable of doing a lot of things. That doesn't mean that I've done everything that I'm capable of doing. So Rabbi Avos Shita is rejected. Dilo te mahachi. If you're not going to say that we reject Rabbi Avos Shita, if you were to accept Rabbi Avos Shita, so then talashi munachas chetzi al gabi karko v'chetzi al gabi amur, uba echad v'gbiya chetzi al gabi karko, uba echad v'gbiya chetzi al gabi amur, hachinam v'dekhamakani v'basra lo kani. Let's say you had a talus that was half on the ground and half on a pillar that was high off the ground. And one guy picked up the half that was on the ground, and another guy came and picked up the half that was on the pillar. So you're going to tell me the first guy was kona the whole thing, the second guy was kona nothing? Hold the yachal and not take a lavi at slow? Because after all, the first guy had the help of gravity. All he needed to do was pull it a little bit, and the other half would have fallen off the pillar and onto the floor. So according to Rabbi Avo, that would be true. But the Tana and Avar Mishnah never mentioned anything like that. We mentioned about Shayim Moksim Metalis, we mentioned about Yachloku. No one ever said, but if the other half was on the pillar, then the first fellow is kona the whole thing. So it must be that Rabbi Avo's opinion is a rejected opinion. So now the Gemara challenges Shmuel with a fifth raya. Tashma will bring a raya from a brisa once again about a kinyan on a metziah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rachuv Basada, Umanig Beir Kana. That Rachuv works as a kinyan in the field, but not in the city. Manig works as a kinyan in the city, and Kol Shekein, if it works as a kinyan in the city, it works as a kinyan in the field. But bottom line is, you see that Rachuv works as a kinyan, and that's a kasha on Shmuel. It has to be in the right context, but it works as a kinyan. So that's a kasha on Shmuel. So says the Gemara, Hachanami Manig Biraglav. The answer that we're used to already, that the word manig could mean you're just sitting on the animal as it's going, or the word manig could mean you're really in control of the animal by kicking it and making sure it's going at the right pace and to the right place. Iachi hainu manig. So says Gemara, if that's the case, then that's just another example of manig. Why would you call that rochev? Yeah, trei gavni manig, because there are two types of manig. Iachi, if that's the case, that you're manig beraglav, that you're really kicking it and moving it in the direction that you want it, Rachav Be'ir, my time alokani. Why does that not work in the city? Why would that not be a valid form of kinyan? Meaning what you've essentially done is you've taken the word manig and you said, yeah, it's a mashicha. It's in fact a very strong form of mashicha, because you're not only guiding it, you're also tofesba. So why would that not work in the city? Meaning the way Rabbi Eliezer presented in the Braisa is that Rochev is a second rate form of kinyan. But once you made Rochev such a strong form of kinyan, it shouldn't be second rate. It should work in the city as well. Because people typically are not rochev in the city. Rashi writes, why not? Mishum tzniyus. Because people are much more private, and rechiva in front of other people is a lack of tzniyus. So the question is, what does that mean, that it's a lack of tzniyus? So the simple understanding is, based on the sugya at the beginning of Pesachim, the Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim says that it's not even the derech. We say by an isha, when we describe an isha on the chamar, we say yosheves al chamar. We don't say rochev, because rochev implies a leg on one side, a leg on the other side, and that's not miderech hatzniyus to be rochev. So a person is only going to be rochev in a more tzanua place, not in not with pisuk raglayim, not where you have one leg on one side, one leg on the other side. Some of the archonim say no. For a woman, that's a lack of tzniyus. For a man, that's not a lack of tzniyus. The lack of tzniyus over here is just the gaiva shabo, that you're riding on an animal. It's like it's a sense of pride that a person carries himself with. Meaning, I guess the nafkamina is there any lack of tzniyus for a man when he has his legs split apart, one on one side? Is that only a lack of tzniyus for a woman? Meaning, a lot of the things that we emphasize relating to tzniyus of women apply to a man as well. Rav Shachter often points out that tzniyus just means that a person tries to live a private life, a humble and private life, that you try not to be out in the public. Elamai, some people have to be in the public. Some people have to put themselves out there. So there's a heightened sensitivity to tznius for a woman more so than a man. But ideally, everyone should be as tznua as possible. So it could be that when the Gemara Pesachim says that rochev is not an appropriate term to use for a woman, it's because of the lack of tznius. But for a man, it's also a lack of tznius. But a man's got to ride animals, so it's going to have to. So we even it's a lack of tznius that we cringe and we bear it and we have to deal with it, even though we're not thrilled about it. So okay, but anyway, somehow it's a lack of tznius, and that's why it's not normal to be rochev in the ear. But when you're in a more private place, you're out in the sada, so then a person could be rochev. So ask the Gemara, "Amar Rav Asher Rav Kana lemeata higbia arniki b'Shabbos." If a person picks up a wallet on Shabbos, having in mind to be kona it, shein darkon shel bnei adam lagbia arniki b'Shabbos. People typically do not do such a thing because it's mukta, right? So it's improper to do so. Hachinami d'lokani. You want to tell me that that affects dina mamunas also, that you're not going to be kona? I mean, you just told me that that a guy cannot be kona an animal by being rochev in the city. Why? Because there's another religious value that he's compromising by being rochev in the city, and that is the religious value of tznius. Well, you're going to tell me then that if I violate mukta in by doing my kinyan agbah on Shabbos because I'm compromising another religious value called mukta, that that's not going to be a valid form of kinyan mechitesh, that just because it compromises another religious value, then it also in dinei mamonos doesn't count as a kinyan. Ella, no, of course he's kona. My David, avid, because whatever you did v'kani, and therefore you're kona. Oh, are we thrilled with what you did? No, you violated mukta. But you're kona. Hachanami, my David, avid v'kani. So here as well. Yeah, you violated tznius, not so great, but you're still kona the item. You're still you're still able to be kona in dinei mamonos. So Rav Ashi explains, Rabbi Eliezer, Ella b'mekach memkaraskinan. It must be that Rabbi Eliezer is not talking about a metzia. When he says rochev in the city is not kona, he's talking about mekach memkar. The amrlei, the mocher says to the kona, kni kederech shemnei adam konin. The instructions were, go be kona the way people are normally kona. And it's not the derech of bnei adam to ride in the city. That's because of tznius that it's not the derech, but the instruction was that your kinyan needs to be kederech. But by a metzia in a chinami, as long as you're doing a valid form of kinyan, it's going to work, whether we're thrilled about it or not. The irish sarabim he, and if it's a rish sarabim, meaning that it's a place where a lot of people are around, kani, he is kona berchiva, because then it is the derech to be rochev, because we're afraid that you're going to lose the animal if you just try to be managid, because other people are always passing by. It's a very crowded location. So the best way to hold on to your animal and to make sure that you have control over your animal is by riding on it. So people are willing to compromise their tznius for that, to make sure that they're able to maintain their animal. V'adam chashuv u'kani. And also, if he's an adam chashuv, he's kona berechiva. Right? That certainly implies that the chisaron of tznius is not because the leg is on one side and the other leg is on the other side. The chisaron of tznius, as we said before, is the prideful element of it. That a person, who do you think you are? You're riding on your steed through the center of town, you know. So that's what we say. That if he's an adam chashuv, who does he think he is? He's an adam chashuv. So it's not adraba. It wouldn't be covetic for him to be manning the animal. The only covetic thing for him to do is to ride the animal. The isha, and if it's a woman, also kanya. She's kona berchiva, because it's not the derech of an isha to be manning a behema either, because it's harder for it to hold on to it. The animal is very strong, so you need to. So if the animal decides to run in the other direction, you need someone who's going to be able to pull harder. So if it's a woman, then the more normal way for a woman to maintain control of the animal is by riding the animal, even though that also is a lack of tznius. But that's what would be the derech of a woman to do. Sometimes you see people walking their dogs, and you get a little nervous. Who's walking who, right? Sometimes the dog is a little stronger than the owner. Zilahu, and if the person is a low life, they're not a mechubad person, kani, then you're kona berechiva, because he doesn't care about tznius. So there are many ways that you could still be kona berechiva. If a person is very mechubad, so it's not a lack of tznius. If it's an isha, because that's the only way she could do it. If it's barabim, where other people are passing by at such frequency that you're likely to lose the animal otherwise, or if the person has no sense of tznius anyway, he's not mispayish at all. Okay, now once we had mentioned that Kinyan works, the Kinyan on the Chamar works from the Mosera. So says the Gemara, right, we had mentioned that the guy riding the Chamar is Kona the Mosera as well. So the Gemara discusses, oh, does the being Kona an animal work for that which is on it? So by Reb Lazar, Ha'omer l'chaveru m'shoch b'emazu, do m'shicha on this animal, not to be Kona it, but liknos kelim sha'aleha, to be Kona the kelim that are on it. So mahu, what's the din? So liknos mi amarle kni, asks the Gemara, when he says to lekech to liknos the kelim, why is it that he's zocha? Did he say kni? Meaning the halach is you have to say kni, you have to give an instruction. Kni, liknos is mashma, that you, the lekech, should have kavana to be zocha. But I'm not being mechavein to be makne it to you. And if I don't have kavana to be makne it to you, then you're not going to be kona it. So liknos isn't enough. Ela meshoch be'mezu ukni kelim shaleh al-mahu. Okay, we'll formulate the question better, meaning what the Gemara is doing, Pashtus, as we knew what you meant, right? But formulations are important. So the Gemara is saying, let's get it right. Meaning, if you're asking the Shaila, you have to ask the Shaila in the right kind of way. So Kelim so Ukni Kelim Shaleh Hamau. I was just reading Menachem Nissel wrote a biography, a kind of biography of Rav Moshe Shapiro. So he said that the first day Rav Moshe came to his yeshiva, he went to ask him a question of learning, and Rav Moshe said, "Oh, great question," and he really made him feel good about himself. And he said, "Oh, I'm going to have a great keshel with this Rebbe." The next day, he went to ask a question to Ramesha, and Ramesha said, "Did you look up that riff that he quotes over here? Did you look up what the?" And he said, "No, I didn't look any of it up." He says, "So don't waste my time before you prepare a question properly." And he felt completely dejected. So he went over to him. He said, "What just happened?" He said, "Yesterday you were a stranger. Today you're a Talmud." Meaning, he said, you can make demands of someone who's a Talmud. So you have to make sure that you get it right. You can ask a question. You have to ask a question right. So Mao, Mima Hani Meshich the Behema La Knuye Kelim Alo. Does Meshicha and a Behema work to be Kona Kelim or not? So the Gemara only raised the question if you're not trying to be Kona the animal. So we're asking, can you be Kona the things on top of it by doing a Maisa Kinyan on the animal? The presumption is, though, that if you actually are being Kona the animal, then of course you're being Kona the animals on top of it. So I'm Rava Yamala Kni Behema Ukni Kelim Mi Kani Kelim. Is it so obvious that if I tell you Kni Behema Ukni Kelim that you are Kona the Kelim? Chatzar Ma'aleches, why should that work? After all, isn't the behema a Chatzar Ma'aleches? V'chatzar Ma'aleches lo kona. A moving Chatzar is not Kona midin kinyan Chatzar. V'chitei makshamta, maybe you'll say, but the behema maybe is standing still. V'kal shil ma'alech lo kona v'yoshev lo kona. That if something as it were moving would not be a valid form of kinyan, then when it's standing still, it's not either. V'chsa b'kfusa. No, the case must be that the animal is tied down, so it's not a Chatzar Ma'aleches, nor does it have the ability to be Ma'aleches. So I'm there, Papa Ravuna, Breder V'shul the Rava, Elameata. So we're going to talk about Chatzar Ma'aleches. If you're right that a Chatzar Ma'aleches is not Kona, so what's going to be the din about a person who is Hayim Mahalich Besfina, who's riding on a boat, the Kavtu Dagm Vnaflu Tocha Sfina, and fish jump into the boat? So Achinami Chatzar Ma'aleches Yivdol Kani, are you not Kona through the Kinyan Chatzar of your boat because it's Chatzar Ma'aleches? Amalei Sfina Menachnaicha, Umayihu Dekamam Tula. No, a boat is considered to be resting on the water. It's the water that's moving, but the boat is considered to be stationary, and therefore it is not a Chatzar Ma'aleches. Amli Ravina Ravashi, Elamayata, if Chatzar Ma'aleches is not Kona, what would be the din of Haysa Ma'aleches per Rishus Rabim, Vizarkla Get L'Tocheka? What if a woman is walking with Rishus Rabim, and the husband times it perfectly, and he throws the get at her as she's walking by, lands right in her purse, and she keeps on walking, doesn't even break stride. Oh, the Tochkalso, or let it into the basket, she's wearing a basket on her head, and he chucks the get over it and lands right into her basket that's on her head. So hachinami d'lo megarsha, you're going to tell me that it's not a valid get? Maybe. So no, but there's a Mishnah in Gittin that says that it's a valid get. You can't just say it's not a valid get. I mean, it's easy to say if you only learn one line of Gemara. But the Mishnah in Gittin says that it's not a valid get. So, that it is a valid get. So amalei kolsa meinachneicha v'i dekam mesagi mitusa. The basket is resting. It's not a chatzar ma'aleches. She is under the basket. It happens to be moving, meaning every chatzar is malachas because the earth is rotating. Meaning, but there's something that's stationary and something under it that's moving is not considered to be a chatzar malachas. Okay, new Mishnah. A guy is riding on an animal, and he sees a metziah on the ground. So he says to someone who's on the ground, can you please give that to me? Because I can't get it. I'm on my animal. Natala, the other guy takes it for him, and he doesn't give it to him. Before he gives it to him, he changes his mind, and he says, you know what? I like this. I'm cutting it for me, for myself. So Zachaba, he's zochen it and belongs to him. Because magbi metziah lechavero, lo zacha chavero. If you pick up a metziah for someone else, it does not work. When he's magbi the metziah, no one was yet kona it. And only when he was nimlach and he decided to keep it for himself, that was the kinyan. So imi shenasalo, but if he had already given it to the guy that's rochev, amra aniz chisi batchila, and then he claims, oh no, but I was kona it first. I took it for myself first. Lo amar klum. Then we do not believe. We do not accept that. It belongs to the guy that is rochev, because even if you were zochah in it, you then gave it to the rochev, and when you gave it to the rochev, it now belongs to him. So Tanan Hasam, the Gemara brings a Mishnah that talks about picking peya for someone else, and that's going to be used to help explain our Mishnah. Misha liketes peya, a person picks peya va'amar, and he says about that which he picked. Harezo leploni ani, this which I'm picking belongs to someone. So the ani, Rabbi Elazar Amar Zachla. Rabbi Elazar says that he zocha, the ani is zocha in the peya that he had picked, because you're able to be kona the peya for somebody else. V'chamomrim yinan alani anim sarishon, you weren't kona any, that ani was not kona anything. The first ani you see, you should give it to, because he might as well be the one that's kona. So Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, machlokas, the machlokas of Lazar and the Chamim is me ashir la ani, is when the guy who's picking it himself was an ashir. Rabbi Lazar says the ashir is also entitled to take it, because if he wanted, he could turn himself into an ani in an instant by being mafkir all of his lechasim, and therefore migud zachin nafshi zachin nafshi lechavri, since he could take it for himself, he could be zochin for the other guy. Rabbi Anan Savri chad migud Amrinan, trade Migalo Amrinan. You'll say one Migo, you're not going to say two. The Migo that he could be mafkar all of his chasm, and Migo that he could be koner for himself, he could be koner for other people. Av me'ani la'ani, divrei akal zachalo. But from one ani to the other, that for sure he could be zachet. Migo the zachet nafshe, zachet nami l'chavre. Because Migo that he could be koner for himself, he could be koner for the other fellow as well. Okay, we're right in the middle of a discussion. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Balsam is going to give the shir tomorrow in shul, and I will be back on Sunday morning. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everybody.